Update. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
We are talking about expectant parents and how mothers have to go at it mostly alone with hospital appointments and most of their labour. And Sean is on the line. Hi, Sean. How's it going?
Jen, how are you?
I'm good. Sean, where are you?
I am in Galway.
You're in Galway. Very good. Yes. And are you sitting in a car park?
I am camping in the car park for the next few days, I'm not sure.
Okay, you're camping in the car park. And why is that?
My wife has been brought in today for been induced.
Okay.
So I have been advised by the doctors not to go home, just to wait around because they said it could be ended from a few hours to a few days.
Okay, so your wife has been brought in to be induced. You're sitting in the car park waiting for the call. So that call that you get, that could be in the next couple of hours, in the next few minutes, in the next 48 hours, will allow you into the hospital for how long?
Not until she is so far gone that I'll be called into the labour. Then, you know, she's going to go through about 75% of labour on her own before I get there, which I find quite hard. I'd like to be in there with her for the support and just to go through this with her, not to have it done on her own.
Of course. And how is she feeling?
She's very nervous about it. It's just the unknown, really, not knowing what's happening and not having anyone there to turn to, really, I suppose.
Is this your first, Sean?
It's our first, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And
how are you feeling?
I am a bag of nerves, to tell you the truth. I haven't been to any scans around from day one, so being the first, you'd like to be there for a scan to see your baby's first movements and that kind of stuff. I suppose I'm one of the lucky ones that we got good news in all our scans so far, but there is people, I suppose, that have been unfortunate that haven't got that news and have been on their own. I just find that very hard as well on the mothers.
And how are you keeping in contact with her? Are you on the, you know, are you texting her or can she have her phone or what's the crack?
Yeah, it's the text wherever you can. Even the odd phone call, even that, it's just kind of hard to try and cope with just getting a text and a call, you know, just sitting, waiting and wondering what's going on. I don't want to be constantly bombarded with texts and phone calls either.
Exactly. And hopefully you can get a bit of rest in between. Yeah. And are you just going to camp out in your car?
Yeah, I have the flask of tea with me and the kennel for the night there just to see what happens. So I'm just finding that difficult and nerve-wracking, really.
After the baby is born, Sean, what happens? Do you have to leave after a certain amount of time?
I'll get an hour, I think, after the baby's born, but I have been informed the last few minutes, so I will get an hour to see them from, I think it's from 5 until 6. But that's one of the points I don't really get. If you're allowed in for your hour in the evenings, why can't I, dads, be there for more time during the day? Like, you have more chance of getting something or giving something in the hospital.
Yeah.
Through the COVID, you know, like,
yeah,
in the hour, like, if you're there for an hour, you might as well be there for 20 hours, if you're allowed in that way.
But, Sean, you're not a visitor.
No, I'm not. No.
You're the dad.
Yeah.
That's what makes this so difficult. I mean, it's a really tricky one. Listen, can I wish you the best of luck? I don't want to keep you for long in case you get that phone call, okay?
Yeah, no problem. Sean, I'd like to say that you can't give enough praise to the staff and the nurses and doctors in the hospital because they're doing everything they can to try and comfort her while she's in there. So just want to say that it's not the hospital's fault. It's just down to the government ruling again.
And Sean, you have to tell me when the baby arrives what it is. And
we will indeed.
Please,
we will indeed.
God, let me know. I'd be dying for that news. Sean, best of luck. I'll let you get back to your phone and keep the line free. Thank you, Sean. We've Emma online too. Hi, Emma.
Hi, Jen. How are you going?
I'm good. So tell me about your situation.
Yeah, so I'm lucky in the sense that it's all behind me now, so to speak. I've my little six-month-old girl in my arms here, who's promised me she's going to stay quiet for the next few minutes.
That never happens.
It never happens. I'm just forewarning you. So I gave birth to my first in April, at the very height of lockdown.
Congratulations.
And thank you very much. Now, at the time, obviously, we were in the middle of lockdown. We kind of took it as it was. But I have to admit, it's not a day that I look back on with the greatest of happiness in my heart. Obviously, she's the best thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But the day itself was fairly horrendous. But, you know, like I say, I took it on the chin. We got over it. We were in the middle of lockdown. What could you do? About a month ago, I suppose, I was sitting at home and I saw a tweet from somebody just with regards to maternity restrictions. and basically that they were still in full effect. And I kind of sat back and thought, how is this happening? I mean, it was on the table at the time that the pubs were reopening. We're looking at all different aspects of society reopening and everything being planned for, you know, and all these kinds of things. And yet maternity was still being left in the same situation that it was in. And I just couldn't get my head around it. And I know from my own experience, it was, like I say, not particularly pleasant. So myself and Ciara McGuane, mm-hmm. we decided to set up a platform to give people a voice to speak for themselves. I mean, I could harp on for days about how horrible it was. So could Ciara. She actually gave birth alone to her second child by a C-section in March as well. Yeah. So we're very well up on exactly what was involved.
Can I ask you, Emma, are you still a bit traumatised by the whole event?
Oh, I absolutely am. And I don't think it's something I'll ever forget.
No.
Like I say, it's something that we took on the chin because it was what it was at the time. It was lockdown. I mean, what could we do? It was entirely unprecedented. But it's not something that will ever leave you. Like I say, it's a day that's tinged with sadness when I look back on it.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I say, she's the best thing in the world. I do it a million times over for her. But it shouldn't have had to be that way. And it should not, absolutely not be that way for parents giving birth today and for dad sitting in the car park today.
Did you hear Sean on the phone? He's sitting in the car park in Galway waiting to get the phone call that he can go in for an hour. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I just think it's wrong. I mean, I've had many, many similar stories. I've had women who have gone in for induction and their partners have been sitting out in the car park flashing their headlights through the window at them just to let them know that they're there. I've had women who can't even call their partners who are in the car park because phone reception has been awful in the hospitals. It's just dreadful, like, people getting the calls too late to go in.
Yeah.
You know, everything goes up in the air. You know yourself, when you give birth, you're a little bit busy at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Your phone might not exactly be your the tool at hand, I suppose.
Exactly.
And, yeah, exactly. So it's just wrong. And that's the only way I can describe it. I don't want to harp on. I mean, these are unprecedented times. We're not expecting COVID, you know. But all the same, surely at this point, 7 months in, something could have been done to ease the impact of this trauma on parents. And that's what it is. It's utter trauma.
It's utter trauma. Dads are not visitors. I keep saying that. They are not visitors. They are there. They should be there every step of the way. I really believe that. We're getting a lot of texts in. People saying it's a bloody disgrace. I'm feeling so sorry for that man today. Best of luck to you all. Someone else saying I'm crying here for that daddy. It's just so unfair that dads aren't allowed in. How did your partner cope with it? And how are they now?
To be honest, I was like, he's great. He's the best dad in the world. And to be perfectly honest with you, I think particularly with men, I mean, we know all too well, they just kind of hide their emotions, that kind of thing. He's probably going to kill me for saying this, but I'm fairly sure it has affected him as well.
Yeah.
Now, he's very quiet and calm about it. But after I had lived, there were a couple of complications. I had a bad postpartum hemorrhage. Now, fortunately, my partner was still in the room. So at the time, thankfully, he wasn't considered too much of a COVID risk to mind the baby for the hour while they tried to stop the bleeding. And after that, we got 20 minutes together, which was great, I suppose. And then he was booted out. But I'll never forget the look on his face when I was in a wheelchair going down to the ward, a shade of white, close to death, barely hanging onto the baby. And he had to leave us. And I could see the worry etched in his face. And that's one of the things that I'll always remember from the day she was born, is just the look on his face as the two most important people in his entire life were wheeled away.
Yeah.
Not knowing when he'd see us again, not knowing how I was. I mean, he just watched me nearly bleed out. Yeah, it's just wrong. Absolutely wrong.
And it's funny just even listening to you say, we got 20 minutes together, which was great. I mean, that is not great, Emma. I had an emergency section as well, and I needed him there every step of the way emotionally. I needed him. And it could have turned out very differently if I didn't have him there. And we were the lucky ones, you know. We brought our babies home healthy, happy.
Yeah.
What about those mothers that have, and fathers who, you know, have difficulties with their kids? It is utterly heartbreaking. Emma, thank you for getting in touch with the show. We're going to keep the conversation going. And mind yourself, mind your little one, okay?
Will, of
Give
course.
A big
Thanks
squeeze.
So much.
Thank you, Emma.
Thanks, Jen. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.